Let's talk about new movies with Catherine Tulich in Los Angeles for WSFM. Catherine, this is a famous old story. Is it an old dog being taught new tricks, this version of The Mummy?
Well, they're trying to teach it new tricks, but I'm not sure they really pull it off. I had a lot of excitement for this version of The Mummy because it stars Tom Cruise. The trailer looks spectacular. The mummy is actually a mummy, as in it's a woman. It's not normally mummies are men. And, you know, Brendan Fraser, I guess we remember from his version, really sent up The Mummy. And then there was the original horror film with Boris Karloff. This brings it into modern day. It kind of makes it The Mummy meets Walking Dead because there's also a lot of zombies in this.
Right.
But I have to say, it was not one of Tom Cruise's best efforts. I mean, there's some great stunts and everything, but it all just got very silly as far as I was concerned. And it just did not come off as a really good film. I mean, it's got some adventure, but it really is very, very silly. Russell Crowe's also in it, and he looks like he was having a ball with this because he hams it up so much. But Sophia Boutella, who plays the mummy, I mean, she does look quite spectacular. I mean, the makeup and everything is extraordinary. So I asked her about working in the film.
That's a different mummy. It's a new take on the whole, you know, world of mummy telling. It's set in both era, in the ancient era and in modern time, and it's about, you know, what happens when you disappoint a princess promised to be pharaoh, and then brings it back to modern time. What happens?
People talk about a Tom Cruise set. He's so committed, he's so passionate, he wants everything real. Did you feel that energy as well working with him?
Oh, absolutely. His work ethic is phenomenal, and he communicates that to everybody he works with. He's very sharing. He's very sharing of his knowledge and of his time. And he brought me so much. And he, you know, he leads the way for all of us. We had, you know, long conversations on set about movies and movie making. And he is such a passionate man. He cares so much about what he does. He loves movie making.
Well, it looks like very exciting. I saw some of the like zero-G footage and crazy.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I wasn't in that plane, unfortunately, because I wasn't in that scene. I mean, I'm in that scene. I'm in the sarcophagus, which is in the plane, but you don't see me, so I didn't have to do it, unfortunately. I asked you, Tom. I said, I'm in it. I should be in it. But it looks pretty impressive, huh? When you see the plane tilting, going vertical in the air, it's a weird one.
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago, we had just about all of the cast on the red carpet here at the State Theatre for the premiere. It's often a worry when all of the stars tour around the world to promote a movie.
Exactly. Sometimes that's a warning. It might not be so good. Unfortunately, I hate to say that. But, you know, Tom Cruise is always great with his fans. People love him. He's always so dedicated in a role that you really do sort of barrack for him because he really puts so much into it. But I have to say, this is not one of Tom's best films. But if you're a Tom fan, go and see it.
All right. Might be a good one for a wet Sunday afternoon. Couple of other movies, including an adaptation of the novel My Cousin Rachel, out today.
Yeah, look, you know, Daphne du Maurier is a very famous British author that they made into many films over Hollywood history, like Rebecca and famously Hitchcock's The Birds. This is a book that was written in 1951, and it's a mystery romance. So, you know, I think it'll be, you know, if you want that good old British style of movie, I think this might be the one to see.
Well, actually, it's got stiff competition because there's also a movie called Churchill, which is about today, and that follows Churchill's actions in the 96 hours or so leading up to D-Day during the Second World War. So, again, another classic stiff upper lip British drama.
Oh, they're great. I always love them.
All right, Catherine, next week we've got some pretty impressive titles, including Despicable Me 3 as we get closer to school holidays.
Oh, who doesn't love those minions?
We'll hear your thoughts on Despicable Me 3 next week, all right?
Great. Thank you.